The National Cattlemen's Beef Association will soon have a new president, and that is Mike John. He's from Missouri, and here at the Cattle Industry Convention, I was able to talk to him for a few minutes. And Mike, got a couple days left to go, I know, but maybe you could give us a little update about what this meeting has been like so far, especially for you as the person who's going to be coming in as a leader here.
Well, it's pretty hectic. I mean, you start the week out with a lot of planning meetings and officer meetings and strategy meetings for the week, and to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Because after all, managing a meeting that has 5,000 or so people at it is a significant task. Not to mention a trade show that is enormous with 270 exhibits and that covers I don't know how many thousands of square feet. So it is a massive process. But having said that, the reason for the meeting is NCBA policy, and so that process starts basically. There are a few meetings that are staggered out through the week, but the regional caucus meetings are this afternoon, and that's where the seven regions of NCBA get together as groups of affiliates and discuss any of the issues that they feel like need to be tweaked or worked on before they start moving through the committee process. Tomorrow, the committees start meeting, and that's where the real nuts and bolts of what happens at NCBA goes on. That's where the resolutions are tweaked and policy is worked on with the people that have expertise in those areas. Following that, on the next day, the board meeting ratifies those decisions made by the committees, and then at the end of the day, the general membership gets to meet and vote on the same issues, same policy. So our policy starts at the affiliate and county level with members and ends with members, and we're pretty proud of that.
So how does it feel to be close to taking over here as president, and when actually does that take place?
It'll be at the end of the membership meeting on Saturday afternoon, and that's D-Day, and although I'll be a little nervous about that prospect, I can't tell you how excited I am and how honored I am to have this opportunity to network with around the country with in the legislative and regulatory arenas and with other entities and organizations out there, with anybody that has anything to do with the environment around the beef industry.
What do you think will be the first thing you'll be working on, or most important thing that you'll get started working on?
Oh, that's a good question, and sometimes those things tend to change at the spur of the moment, but we're very concerned about the trade issues. We need to make sure that we're staying proactive in that process and holding USDA's toes to the fire and everybody that has responsibility with making that thing work, holding them accountable and making sure that we're involved in that process so we know what's coming down and what to expect. There's been some good news. You know, we've got some additional markets opening up and talk of a free trade agreement with Korea that was basically starting today. So that's good news. Obviously, the ID issue is not going to go away. The checkoff, there's a lot of discussion about enhancing the checkoff and making it more valuable and having more resources. And so I think you're going to see an effort in the next year to put a group of organizations and folks together to discuss that process, and that's not an easy process. That takes a long time and a lot of legislative effort in the end, so it's kind of a different set of people than normally sit down and talk about checkoff issues.
Well, and I know one of the things that is being talked about here, I guess presented, is a new long-range plan, and something you're obviously going to get to take the ball and maybe go forward with, I guess, at this point?
I am so excited about the long-range plan, and it won't be ratified by the board it won't have the opportunity for ratification until Saturday morning. But it is such a wonderful plan that all the committees, I'm sure, will try to concentrate on their resolutions and make sure that the discussions they have meet the criteria of the plan. And when you look at some of the goals of the plan, moving from 1 billion pounds of exported product in 2005 to 3 billion in 2010, when you look at an increase in consumer demand by 10% by 2010, if we just meet those two goals, the profitability change to the industry will be significant. So those speak for themselves. But when you really get down into the nuts and bolts of the plan, it is a true guide for if we work together and concentrate our resources to meet one plan and one voice, and we follow the guidelines put together in this plan, we will be able to do the things that we've done in the last 10 years since we started organizing the effort in that manner to be proactive and get ahead of issues rather than always have to react to them.
What message would you send to cattle producers across the country as you're about to take over as the president of NCBA?
We have to work together. We have to be a team. The industry is too small to fragment. And NCBA is the reason that I'm here, is that NCBA is open to everybody that has anything to do with the beef industry. So if you want to participate in the process, if you want to have some say in how NCBA, which is obviously the most effective beef industry trade association, if you want to have some say in that, you have to become a member, and then you can participate, and everybody will listen to you, and you have the opportunity. If you don't do those things, then your voice is not heard, and you don't have a chance to participate. So come to the meeting, go to your state meeting, become a member. Even if you're a card-carrying member, you've got a chance to vote on a mail-in ballot. It is imperative that you participate in the process, because we need you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll give you an early congratulations on your being sworn in as the president here in just another day or so for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And from the Cattle Industry Convention, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.